water that turning the hard glaciers. Ball barker microphones, I get paper. My block is cold.
And this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. I do have some.
You're not going to make a big thing out of that.
There is some controversy.
Do you know Margaret's going to make a stink out of that?
We're going to find out from Margaret what the controversy is. Also, Chris Norton, a special guest this morning. This is Woo Block, Cocaine Central.
I'm sure you're doing a song about the cocaine.
I feel like it. I feel like it. This is a very interesting song.
The whole song,
this is not a music show, man. We play little snippets and we play snippets. You know.
You talk about snippets, you mean you sample? No, it's not sampling.
No, we just play little parts of songs. The only time we play a full song is at the end of the show. That's Cocaine Central, though. I like that. It has a great, it's neat. Cocaine Central there from Woo Block. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. What's the problem?
Well, you know what the problem is. Don't you love Phil?
Yeah, Phil, quit playing it cute and cozy. Phil's playing it a little cozy this morning, Phil. Excuse me, folks.
I'm sure you call the audience Phil. God, that's the best mistake that I...
Would you shut it?
Shut up, bud.
I'll come across this table, bud, and strangle you. It'll take days for them to pull me off of you.
Well...
And don't make if...
Okay, just relax. Try to let something go here this morning, Margaret. Of all the wise-ass stuff he's going to say, try to let one of them slide so we don't have to... Because you got a number of things that you want to talk about, correct?
Yes, I do. Number one, the winner of this morning's VIP package. And by the way, thank you. I finally did get my VIP passes. I can't believe your staff...
Look, Margaret, you know...
What are you doing?
I'm reaching down and grabbing some of the copy this morning that I'm going to be working from. Margaret, I know when it comes to my staff, you're always going to have, you know, complaints.
What do you mean by your staff? You talk about the wiener?
Let go of his leg, Margaret.
Scared you, didn't I?
Get away from me!
Just watch the mouth, bud, otherwise she's going to... My staff, what?
Your staff, I think, is suspect, and so I did get my VIP tickets, but very late. Why am I getting my passes later than the people that win the mug or the? But why do I get my passes later than some guy in? Where was it, General?
Well, there was a guy that called in this morning from, I believe, Nebraska, and he got his keychain faster than she got her passes.
Oh, did he really? He called in this morning, and he already has it.
Well...
All right, I misspoke.
Anyway, what I'm saying to the audience... hello, I'm Margaret Gray. And before Phil cuts me off or lets Bud has one of his goons, his Bud goon, jump me...
I don't have Bud do anything, all right? Bud, are you told to say things to Margaret?
Well...
Yeah, see?
You know that you're not.
I'm kidding.
Well, before Bud jumps me, and if you'll pardon the expression, I don't mean that in any sexual sense, because he would pull back a bloody stump, and what he's pulling back is not necessarily his hands or his feet. So what does that leave?
My dick.
What a filthy...
Hey!
Miss me.
No.
Margaret, you gotta quit doing that, okay?
I will not quit. You keep pissing my... Excuse me.
Now she's taking a... What, are you walking off a homicide charge?
Am I walking off a what?
She's taking a walk so she doesn't get... So she saves herself.
So I save myself from the homicide charge.
Right. I know what you're going to say. What Margaret is going to say...
Don't preempt me.
I got to get the show moving, okay? While you're walking around out there smoking a cigar.
Well, I'm not smoking one yet. Where are those, General?
The Roytans are in my truck.
All right.
We're not 3 minutes into the show. She's out smoking a cigar. What happened this morning is Scott called and we had a judgment call. We had to go to our judges. He answered the first question that I asked him was, what was the radio station that Phil first worked at in talk radio? And he said, he claims, which I have no reason to doubt him. However, he said KVEN at the very moment that I gave him the answer because I didn't think he had it right. We went to our judges, and they weighed in. We have a panel of judges from, I don't know, Shippensburg State, some bullshit. Anyway, they said, no, we didn't hear him. However, give him another chance. We did. We asked Scott the frequency of that radio station. He got it, 1450 KVEN Ventura. And Scott and Sarah are on their way to Los Angeles next Thursday for our VIP show at the Hollywood Improv. Now, the way things go around our show and on our website, sometimes people have problems with how we do things, which I don't blame you, because I've got problems with how I do things, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Would you get to it, please?
Hey, General, I'm a-getting to it, okay?
Well, you know, Miss Sarah, you just said I'm a-getting to it.
Yeah, I know. I just heard that outside as I was sucking on this Roytan. Don't say it, bud.
Well, I mean, you got your lips all...
That's what you do with a cigar, you stupid...
Hey!
She threw that. Margaret, don't throw stuff.
A wad of paper? Wow.
All right. What happened was, that's what happened. And so he is on his way down here for the show on Thursday night. It's going to be fantastic. It's very weird, I think, to say... I think it's a little odd, don't you think, to say the following thing. It's my first... It's really the second rollout of our one-man show. But it's going to be to a packed house of all of our listeners and fans and friends. And it's going to be at a very prominent club in Los Angeles. And, you know, but I'm not in the least bit... I'm nervous with anticipation, and it's the fun kind of nervous you get when you go on a Ferris wheel, but it's not... There's no dread, and here's why I'm saying all of this stuff. I'm not saying this just to, you know, if you'll pardon the expression, blow my own horn, you know.
Well, wait, hold on, Phil, you know, I was thinking about, blow your own horn should not be filth file, Margaret.
And why is that?
Because he didn't say I'm sucking my own horn, you know. That would be filth file.
Well, I don't know, it could go either way.
Well, why don't you put both of them in there, okay?
What? What is up with you this morning? You're speaking something... You're speaking, it sounds like you're speaking deaf.
Yeah, it sounds like you're speaking deaf.
What do you mean I'm speaking deaf?
You're going like this. That's what it sounds like.
All right, I don't know what you mean. Never mind. So, I don't want to blow or suck my own horn. I'm not supposed to say that?
No, don't say either one.
Well, I'm going to say blow my own horn.
Oh, God.
What happens, you know?
Well, a lot of time Ms. Gray passes out, you know. Are you all right, Ms. Gray?
I'm fine, yes, but I don't want to blow my own horn. It's caught. I'm weak. I have to sit down.
So anyway, I don't want to blow my own horn. I didn't say suck my own horn. Jeez.
God, Ms. Gray, Mr. Henry's laughing.
Well, let me get back in here. This show is out of control. Why are you saying I don't want to suck my own horn, which I told you don't say, and now you're in here going, it's not very masculine, Phil, for starters.
I don't believe I laughed like that. I believe what I did is I stifled a guffaw. I didn't...
You stifled a guffaw. Does anybody know what planet he comes from? What language? Where do they speak that language?
On Earth. It's called English.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I don't want to suck or blow my own horn, but I'm just saying that it's exciting to discover something that you really not only like doing, but you're looking forward to doing it. Now, you know, the show may end, and I may say I never want to go through that experience again. But this is what life is all about. Life is about continually injecting interest, excitement. It's continually looking for those things that are going to give you a joy, right? If you're bored with whatever it is you're doing, like maybe listening to this show right now.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's pretty good line. I was going to say, you know.
Yeah, you kind of preempted on that one, Mr.
Yeah, thank you very much. If you're bored.
With like listening to this show right now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Then, you know, you are, that's nature's way of telling you, you got to do something more challenging. You know, you have to go out and don't say it, okay, you guys?
Well, I'm about to say, listen to a more challenging show. Yeah, there isn't too many more challenging shows than yours.
Thank you.
Well, that's not necessarily good, is it?
Who knows? I want to finish saying this before I kill somebody. I'm going to kill someone if I don't get to say this, and then we get into the break. You understand?
And you're looking at me as you say that. I can't believe it.
Yes, I am looking at you too, General. I'll commit murder if I don't finish what I'm saying while you guys are getting your cuties in this morning. What the hell is with you guys? Somebody, were you passing out the methamphetamine this morning, huh?
Oh, wow, isn't that Jesus?
You're calling me a drug user, and you didn't do it in a very, very funny way.
That's what it's about. And I feel that that's what it's about for me. You know, I feel that, pardon me.
Let the record show that wasn't me.
It wasn't you. The doing these things is fun. So when you can discover a new level for yourself in life, whatever it is, you've really hit a home run there. Try and do that. Try and find those things, you know. Rehearsing the show, every time I rehearse it, I go, God, this is really fun. I really like it. I'm looking forward to Thursday night. I can't believe that, I could do this for the rest of my life. I've done one. In San Francisco, I've done public appearances before, but a one-man show I've never done. And to do it and create it, and the other thing is, I owe it a lot of it to you guys. The fan base that we have for the radio show has enabled us to do these other things and to take it into these other areas. I can only hope that we find along the way levels of hilarity and hysteria. That is
you're needing another H, right?
Yeah, hilarity and hysteria that heralds, thank you.
Hilarity and hysteria that heralds
All right, it's my turn.
No, I'm not done yet. Hilarity and hysteria that heralds the hairy one.
The hairy one, isn't that it?
Well, I can think of nothing.
No, it's great.
All right, Margaret, that's enough.
No, I don't think so.
Shut up. You're mean.
Ooh.
All right, sorry, Margaret, that it isn't all about you this morning.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think you're acting like a particularly insufferable individual this morning because, we're talking all about me. And you're bugging him, you're bugging me.
How am I bugging? How dare... Excuse me, I may not be back. Oh, big deal, huh?
Yeah, big deal. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry. Sorry, you know.
Phil, I think you really pissed her off.
You better believe it.
Don't be out there listening in. If you're leaving, leave.
What a prick. You really want me to leave?
No, but if that's what you're going to do.
Goodbye.
Margaret, if you're leaving, can I get that box, that extra box of Roytans is in your car.
God.
Let me go get them.
I don't know, man.
Well, man, Miss Gray is pissed off, Mr. Henry. She's probably going to go home, get all pissed off and everything, tell her husband, that she don't like you anymore.
I don't know what she's going to do or say, and I, at this particular juncture, Margaret, while we love you and we like you on the show, I can't get all bent out of shape about what the hell it is that's bothering you right this minute. Here's Lil Wayne. This is called Believe Me.
Yeah.
It's new.
I'm the only one to get the job done.
It's for you. And he's all here. He is with Drake again, you know?
Yeah. Guys, him and Drake, man. He hangs on to Drake like the guy's a blankie.
She say she loves me. Believe me.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We are live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on our Listen Live line. This morning, Chris Norton joins us to talk about a new restaurant that he is hoping to open in the very near future. We'll be right back.
Rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I...
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I'm General Galen Shaw reminding you that you can get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com by simply going to the place where you get the backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. When you're done getting the thing, goddammit.
Yeah, I'll do it. This is Robert Leonard. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. You get a backstage pass to the Phil TV. You get a backstage pass to the, All Access.
Yeah, All Access Audio. And then here's another thing you gotta say.
I got it, man. Get a backstage pass. You get Phil TV. And,
Hey, wait, I know. You get Phil TV. Excuse me. You get Phil TV. You get the archives. You get the other archives of the video cast. It's massive. It's huge. Just imagine the archives are just another word for Phil's penis. I'm General Galen Shaw. I'm certainly kidding about that.
About what, your name?
My name? No, about the penis.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, General.
Oh, like that's a bad thing?
I think it's crudity, man. All right, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. There's Lil Wayne and Drake. It's called Believe Me. And that's a new one there. So let's see what we have. Yeah, so we're going to be rehearsing one more time tomorrow. And this has been a kind of a blur of a week because it's every time I, as I told you guys last week, every time I get out of the rhythm of work, every time I get away from my home, every time I go away and I go out and away and, you know, way out into outer space, you know. Oh, you're back?
Yes, I'm back. I realized I might have been hasty.
Well, what's going on?
Nothing's going on, Phil. It's just the fact that these VIP tickets that I was supposed to get, and they...
Gotta call up Mr. Gray. He's gonna be on here in a second.
Yes, I think Frank can explain it.
Frank can... Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
I just think that you owe me a little more respect than me getting the VIP tickets later than the man... I know he just won them this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. You're just getting your feelings hurt, like everybody else around here. Getting your feelings hurt.
Phil, please don't lecture me like I'm some... like I'm just some punk on the yard, all right? Don't lecture me, Phil. Oh, no.
Right. Is Frank there?
Yeah, Miss Gray?
Frank Gray, Phil, how you doing?
Good morning, Frank. Margaret is upset.
I know he's upset. He left the house upset this morning. He's all angry because the flower show, the flower show is not going off the way he wanted it to, and he's blaming everybody. Blame me.
Oh, Frank, that is not true.
Oh, hey, hold on now. Hold on. Now, Henry brought me on her show to explain to her and her audience what it is that you did. And that's what I'm going to do, all right? Now, I love you, and you know Margaret, and I love the Delmonico. She's the greatest son that a man like me could have. But you and the rest of the members of the Flower Club, especially that Edith Gonzel, he is a real pain in the ass. You're all strictly from hunger.
All right, well, what happened?
All right, here's what happened.
Oh, no. I'm going to do it. Mr. Henry called me.
You're going to get it wrong, Frank.
I'm not getting anything wrong. Henry called me. I'm late for the office. I'm supposed to meet Bill Bergentile over at Ted's of Beverly Hills. She's got papers for me to sign. You know, we're representing, Phil, a young football player that we're very, very hopeful is going to come to terms with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't want to mention her name, but she plays quarterback, and we're this close to getting her in the Raven organization.
Really? So you're into sports representation now?
Oh, yeah. We have been for a long time. My organization, the Gray Television, you know, we do TV, but we've branched out into sports representation. But this young man, boy, what an arm she's got. And I'm very excited about her. Oh, God, I'm almost emotional about it.
Yeah, Frank gets very emotional now about this. This is a part of the bit. You were talking about, Phil, finding a new thing in life.
I heard that, Phil, and I got to agree. This is my new thing in life.
So doing sports representation, you're more and more giving your business over to that?
I think so. We produce television shows, and that got so boring that I wanted to break something. I would leave the lot, whether I was at CBS Laurel or wherever we were producing this garbage. And I'll be the first to admit that most of the shows we produced were pure garbage. I wouldn't feed that slop to a pig. But God Almighty, did we get rich. The money itself was as obscene as any filth that I've seen on those porno portals. And as Margaret knows, I spend a great deal of time when she and the Delmonico are out of town.
Well, you said Margaret and the Delmonico are out of town?
No. When our housekeeper, Bob Bougainvillea, who I'm going to be meeting over at Ted's, when she's out of town with the Delmonico.
Well, what is he doing out of town with the Delmonico?
They went to a sports camp down in San Diego.
Boy, I don't know if I trust my son with...
No, Phil, it's not like that. Bob Bougainvillea is a longtime family friend.
Yeah, we love her and trust her. But when Margaret is out of town with the Delmonico, when he and the Delmonico leave town, that's when I really have at it with these different portals. There's one...
All right, I don't care to know about your porn viewing. What's going on here with this flower show? Why is it that Margaret came in here with an attitude?
All right, Margaret came in with an attitude this morning to your show after leaving this house with an attitude. Now, apparently he and...
Can I explain it, Frank?
No, you may not explain it. I just got done telling you. he and this Edith Gonzel, now this woman and Margaret, cooked up some idea that they would have a flower show, but you could include paper cutout flowers if you could get away with it, because a lot of people do not have the yard space to grow beautiful flowers. And so Gonzel and Margaret cooked up the idea that you could allow, they would let you into their bedroom, not the bedroom.
That we would let in people.
I got it, Margaret, okay? That they would let in people with paper flowers if you could get away with it.
Wait, hold on for a minute, Gray. I've got to ask some questions. All right?
Look, General, please.
No, I got to ask some questions here. Are you telling me and the rest of the people here in that funny he, she, he that you speak?
Well, what is he talking about now, okay?
Oh, you got it right. You called me a he.
Oh, I thought I heard Margaret saying something.
I didn't say anything.
All right, well, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to me, the General.
All right, well, that's who I thought I was speaking to. But I thought I heard him saying something, too.
Jesus, forget it. All right, Frank, so the people could enter the flower show with paper cutout flowers.
That is exactly correct. And so Edith Gonzel and Margaret and the school called back and said, no way, no can do, because even if they make paper cutout flowers that are as beautiful and as lustrous and as gorgeous as anything in nature, it's still made out of paper and it's going to smell like paper. Margaret came back with, how about if they spray perfume on it and they fake you out? If they fake you out, shouldn't they? And the school said, you know something, maybe you need a vacation, click. So...
Well, that's right. And then I called back because they had hung up on me.
Right. Okay, I got this. So then he calls them back and talks to the principal, this woman by the name of Agnes Daly, and he starts reading the riot act to Margaret, and Margaret yells back at this Daly saying, you are, and then click. And
so there was a series of hang-ups.
Well, yes, but that's not all.
That's not all. So then Daly calls back and says to Margaret that he is controlling Mark click. So I got on the phone, okay?
Well, what happened here besides a bunch of people hanging up?
Will you allow me to say the thing that I got? Jesus Christ.
Phil, let him say the thing that he has to say.
I want to say, so then I called back, and I said to this Daly, I said, you got some guts talking to him that way, and then I hear click, and...
Okay, so the bunch of people hung up, and Margaret couldn't get in some paper flower thing that she wanted to get into the... And she comes in here all pissed off.
Yeah, I think that he came in there pissed off, and he wanted his due.
Phil, it's more than that. I thought this was an inventive way for individuals who do not have the yard space, who do not have the money for horticulture, etc., to enter flowers in our flower show if they could get away with it. You see what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead, anything. Excuse me, I have to go take a dump.
Would you sit down, please?
Oh, my God. See, Frank, this is what I've had to deal with.
Hey, look, I don't blame her. You know, you're getting up and leaving. She's got every right because on account of it's her show.
Whatever.
All right, so I want to ask this question. So now you have people, and they're in the flower show. You got real flowers, and you have fake paper flowers sprayed with perfume for people that can't afford the yard space and the money it takes to grow beautiful flowers. Am I right so far?
Yes.
Yeah, she's right. Isn't she right, Margaret?
Yes, she's right. I mean, he's right.
Jesus, are you confused?
All right. So now what happens if the contest is won by someone with paper flowers, and it is found out later on, 6-7 months down the road, that they were entering paper flowers, they weren't real flowers?
Well, if you look at the rules, it says growing flowers. All right? And,
Right there, you can't grow paper flowers. You have to cut them out.
God damn it.
Maybe that's why they wouldn't let you do it.
See, right there, that's the fine print. I keep telling them, you know, life is all about the fine print. Life is, I said to him when we got married, I said, all bets are off. When we played leapfrog and you didn't have any underwear on, let me tell you, you should have read the fine print. No underwear? I'm looking for a justice of the peace. And I did. As soon as we got done with that game of leapfrog...
No, I understand. I've heard the story, Frank. If you don't mind...
Go ahead.
All right, so So that's why it said grow flowers, and that was the technicality.
Oh, bullshit. I just think they're being petty. It was a great way, a great thing to get people involved. And these women on this television commercial about lifting up the chin, skin-firming treatment? Yeah, sure. I believe that. I'll believe that when pigs fly out of the Delmonico's ass. Excuse me, honey, you know mommy loves you, but I had to say it.
When pigs fly out of what?
You sure you want to hear it?
Yes, I do. I demand to hear it. Now, what did he say?
She said that she would believe the skin-firming treatment commercials when pigs fly out of the Delmonico's ass.
God damn her. God damn her.
Margaret?
No, the Delmonico. How he ever got pigs up her ass.
Margaret and,
Yeah, Margaret got the pig.
Did you hang up on my husband, one of the top attorneys?
Yes, I did. There's only so much of his mental condition I can take.
Well, Mr. Leonard's not a mental condition. It's very neurological.
Yeah, I notice everybody around here talks about how neurological all kinds of things are, huh? You know, Bud, you got a neural... You're not nuts. And Frank isn't nuts.
I'm not nuts. I may be dumb, but I ain't nuts.
Well, okay, thank you. At least that's the most honest statement I've heard today.
Well, maybe Frank is dumb and not nuts, too. Have you thought about that? Well, wait a minute.
No, yeah, I doubt it. No guy that rich. There's a whole lot that can be said about it. By the way, Donald Sterling has sold the Clippers. We're going to get into this story when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for $2 billion. The team has been purchased for $2 billion, but Sterling has not weighed in on this. Apparently, Sterling is hinting he'll fight the $2 billion deal. We've got all kinds of stuff that we got to talk about this morning. We come back here. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, online at philhendryshow.com. Listen live and mobile, live and mobile on TuneIn. Thank you, Frank, for that update on what ails Margaret.
Nothing ails me. I'm simply saying, can you turn this filth down, please?
We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
I'm simply saying that, you know...
World famous Phil Hendry Show is on the El Pacifico in California here this morning. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Frank Gray, and if you're a young athlete looking for representation, we strongly advise you to join Frank Gray and Company. Frank Gray's All-Star Representation. Right now, we're working on a deal with the Baltimore Ravens that could land a young quarterback fresh out of high school, no college at all, a starting role with the Baltimore Ravens. I just got off the phone with her. She's excited, as am I. If you're a young athlete and you're looking to really, really rake in the bank, call up Frank Gray and Company, All-Star Representation. And I don't even have the phone number. I don't even really want to give you the phone number, because if I did, what are you going to do with all the money I'm going to make you? No. Something else needs to be done.
Frank Gray, All-Star Representation. Join the Frank Gray team.
This is sure cheap, me doing a radio commercial, especially on Hendry's show. God damn.
Woo!
All right, thank you very much. That's Black Label Society, In My Dying Time.
Woo!
And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We had all kinds of things happening, going wrong yesterday on the show. One of them, we had a technical issue that was really flipping me out, and because of that, we had to preempt our appearance by Don Berman, who was discussing another topic entirely, but Don is on his way into Channel 19 News this morning. We're going to talk about the Donald Sterling situation vis-a-vis the sale of the Clippers and whether or not Mr. Sterling has anything to do with this. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Phil, and good morning, everyone. Yes, I am driving into Channel 19 News, and why I'm going in this early is because, if I may, Phil.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to be awake this early talking on the Phil Hendry Show about this and that, I might as well actually get some work done. So I'm driving in, and as I speak with Phil, when I get to Channel 19, then I will begin and start to do some work. And then when I'm done with that work, I'll go home and maybe get an extra nap, although I doubt it. given the, if you'll pardon me, Phil, but given the cluster bang that has since taken place in our newsroom because of L. Ron Martin. Now then.
All right, I understand we still want to get to this story on Donald Sterling, and the latest is that Donald Sterling may fight this $2 billion deal that would have Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, the new owner of the team.
All right, that, I've just heard that. That just now broke on CNN. And I say just now broke on CNN to give you that proviso. I don't know who their contacts are at CNN. I don't know where those people come from. I do not vouch for any of them. But the $2 billion price tag that allegedly was the top bid for the Clippers has been accepted by the NBA, by the Clippers, as well as the NBA. They are at least expected to approve it.
Now, Shelley Sterling was quoted as saying she's delighted to sell the team to Steve Ballmer. He'll be a great owner.
Now, see, that's it. I thought that Sterling had given over Shaky Sterling. What's her name again?
Shelley Sterling.
Okay, Phil, I'm driving and thinking at the same time, you know.
Well, you can't do that. Oh, come on, will you, Berman? You're a newsman.
I'm driving and trying to look for... I'm trying to find the station because I'm coming in to Channel 19 from a different direction. I'm coming in from the beach, if you don't mind. So my mind is backwards, and you're talking to me about Shaky Sterling. I've never heard of him.
Shelley Sterling.
I'm sorry, Shelley Sterling. All right, what do you want to know?
Here's what I want to know. I want to know, is Shelley Sterling, she has been designated the agent representing the Sterling family selling the team. Is that right?
Yeah, Donald Sterling essentially told her, go ahead and unload this piece of... Excuse my French.
I doubt if he said that.
Oh, really? Who's the newsman here?
Look, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Who's the newsman? Hold on, General. Who's the newsman?
You.
Then don't you think I'd know if Donald Sterling said to his wife, unload this piece of
shit
to the highest bidder, get it out of my life. If I never see another basketball game again, it'll be too soon. Don't you think that happened?
I have no idea. I would not even speculate.
Oh, aren't we all safe and tidy?
You know something? Thank you, Don. I'm glad you said that. That's how Phil approaches things here. He always wants to button things down. Meantime, people like, I don't know who, who are the people that get all the scoops? Who are the people that get all the scoops?
Talk about TMZ.
No. The other one. The man, Breitbart. They get all the scoops.
What? I'm not competing with Breitbart.
Oh, come on, Phil. You know that you don't want to take a shot.
Look, I don't really care what you guys are saying. What I'm trying to tell you is this. If the man didn't say it, it wasn't verified, he didn't say it. And you want to speculate, you can do that.
Speculate? What are you, now you're making fun of African-Americans?
Huh? That's me just being ridiculously colloquial. That's not African-American.
Well, who says speculate?
Probably mostly white trash, if you want to get right down to it.
Oh, my God. The racism that crawls out of my radio in the morning.
All right, look at Don. If this is too difficult for you, we can hang up and move on to someone else.
Move on to someone else? You got somebody else? You know, I ought to hang the phone up, but I know there couldn't possibly be anybody else with any information.
I just got this in that Shelley Sterling, yeah, she did say that she was designated by the Sterling.
Okay, thank you, bud.
Well, hold the phone there, sunshine. You're telling me that that guy is your conduit to information? That makes me laugh so hard I may stand in the front of my briefs. Are you serious?
I gotta get some answers here.
The answer you get is the following. Yes, Shelley Sterling has been designated the agent to represent the family to sell the L.A. Clippers. However, that doesn't mean Sterling's gotta like who she sold it to. Oh...
Well, I mean, what difference does that make?
Yeah, you didn't think of that one, did you, brains? That's the one proviso.
All right, well, he may not like who she has contracted with or who she's reached a deal in principle with, because obviously this has not been consummated, if you'll... What, Margaret?
Wait, I just want to Phil file that, because I feel...
Oh, come on, will you?
No, I just... Please, Phil, file that, bud.
Yeah, consummate?
Yeah, I don't want the idea that Shelley Sterling... is giving it up in some conference room somewhere just to sell the Clippers to this guy Ballmer, whose name obviously indicates... What are you looking at, Phil?
I just think you're nuts. That's all.
You know, I can get Frank back on the phone, and then it'll be strictly as my representative in a lawsuit. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Why are you banging the table and not clapping?
I got one hand on a phone.
Yeah, I got one hand on a phone and the other one on a penis.
You're dirty.
Oh, shut up, will you? Okay, Don, are you done?
Am I done? Oh, yeah, I'm done. Fuck it.
Well, Phil, it's your own fault.
No, it's not my own fault. The only fault that belongs to me is dealing with people who've got just such thin skin, okay? My fault.
Yeah, I got right here Shelley Sterling and...
I think the germane point was that Donald Sterling doesn't have to like who she sells it to. Now, I looked into Steve Ballmer. I don't think he's Jewish. You know?
Jesus Christ, Margaret, what?
What are you saying now?
What?
People going to have a problem with him being Jewish? Donald Sterling was Jewish.
Isn't that why they're getting rid of the... I don't know. I know he said what he said about the African-American black people. Phil, I'm a liberal.
Yeah, I know you're a liberal.
You just hit your own microphone. You just did something you tell people not to do.
Excuse me, Mr. Microphone.
Wow, that's some real remedial bullshit.
Margaret... Donald Sterling was disciplined because of his comments vis-a-vis this woman, Stiviano, whatever the hell her name is, right?
Yes.
It had nothing to do with him being Jewish.
I thought they were trying to thin the herd a little bit. I don't know.
Boy, oh boy!
Tom is great. Good thing you're married to a Jewish guy.
Yeah, well, now that's something I ought to get Frank on the phone about, okay? You're married to a Jewish guy.
Yes, I am. And even Frank said that. He said, looks like they gotta thin the herd, kick a Jew out.
Well, will you knock that stuff off?
Frank said it.
He may have said it because he's Jewish, okay? You saying it sounds like some lily-white suburban wasp trying to be on the inside looking out, you know? I don't think you're on the inside looking out, Margaret. I think you're down there looking up.
Oh, so I'm looking up... So I'm looking up someone's dress, huh?
I don't think I wear a dress. I don't see anybody else around here.
Well, Phil, I'm not looking up your... You wish. You wish I was looking up your pant leg trying to get a look at one of the two...
Yeah, that'd be really hard.
It would be difficult.
No, I'm not saying that, okay?
All right, well, then just say it.
No, I don't think you're really actually down trying to look up one of my pant legs to see if you can get a shot of one of my testicles. No, I'm not saying that at all.
All right, then please articulate.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know...
Well, now I know you're being a smartass. Excuse me.
Gotta go take a dump?
No, I don't have to. God damn. How crude.
Well, you've been talking about it all morning.
I'm gonna go in. Is there any more of that rye bread left? I'm gonna make some toast. Anybody want some toast?
No, thank you.
Yes, I'd like some, Margaret. And if you'll put some of that Land O'Lakes butter. God almighty, how I love it so.
Yes, the Land O'Lakes bud?
It's in the refrigerator.
Oh, God, you fool. You bloody fool. You can't refrigerate the Land O'Lakes bud. It's butter. It's like cement. Well, it's like cement.
Would you go in and help her?
Yeah.
I love the Land O'Lakes. You ever had that, Phil?
What's that?
Have you had the Land O'Lakes butter and you put it on that rye toast? Jesus, God forgive me for the thoughts that I have. It's very good.
I'll tell you one thing. I love toast, man.
Yeah, I like toast, too.
Yeah, P, you know, you're not an American if you don't like toast. Actually, that's more British, though, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, yeah.
My cousins, when they came to visit...
Phil, aren't you going to get on with the show?
I'm going to get on with the show when I get on with the show. God! My cousins, Franny and Elaine, are coming out from Toronto.
You want to come out for the show?
No, they ain't going to be here for the show, but, They're going to be here a little bit later, but Fran and... God, they might be here this weekend, man. Is that... That can't be. I don't know. But they're coming out from Toronto. When they first visited us, when we were kids, they came out, and, you know, they're from Canada, and my folks said, oh, your cousins are coming in from Toronto, Canada. You don't really think that Canada is all that different, because I grew up with two Canadian parents, and they seem to be, you know, just as dysfunctional as any Americans.
Oh, that's a low blow, Phil. I'm having some toast and listening here. I think I just saw Iggy Azalea on a Nutrisystem commercial.
What?
I saw Iggy Azalea on a Nutrisystem commercial.
Would you check that out, bud?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, like I gotta be checked out.
Now she's just fucking around, right?
Yeah. She's just trying to piss you off.
No, I'm not.
Would you be quiet, Mark? So,
did you just call me Mark?
Close the door. So, here's the deal. My cousins come out from Canada. And they come to visit. God, what is that, man?
Oh, that's the doorknob. The doorbell.
Yes?
It's me.
Would you not ring that doorbell? Because we've got the door closed, so we don't have to listen to you yell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, but, Robert.
Yeah?
Robert.
Yeah.
Change that alarm, man, because that's going to have dogs barking. It's driving me ape.
Well, let me go see.
Turn it off, man. I don't. That's a stupid-ass alarm.
Well, Bud put it in.
I thought it'd be more, it would alert us to things.
Yeah, that's cool.
What were you saying about your cousins, for Christ almighty?
My cousins came out here from Canada, and we were kids, and so we didn't think there was anything really kind of different about Canadians other than the fact that they were like Americans, only more, you know, boring. And,
Oh, that's dirty pool.
Would you come in here then?
I am. I'm bringing in the toast. Did you want some?
No. Well, thank you. Yes, I did.
And General?
Thank you. Oh, Christ, is this the Land O'Lakes?
Yes, it's the Land O'Lake, bud.
Thank you.
And Robert.
I didn't want it, but I'll take it.
You didn't want it? Well, I'll take the extra one.
Well, I will take it now.
No, I'm sorry. You didn't speak soon enough.
You let him have the toast. So, thank you for making that, Margaret.
You're welcome.
My cousins came out from Canada, and they one of the things they did is you're hanging with them, because they were like 13, 14. Marianne was the youngest. She was 10. I was 11. And my sister Joanne was 13 or 14. And so we went to all kinds of places with them and kind of watched some of the different things they did, you know. And it wasn't, things weren't too weird, but they did things like they would order, every night before bed, they would have toast and tea.
Oh, get out of here.
They did. They had toast and tea. So, you guys want some toast? I mean, we come in and I'd be going to bed. Do you want some toast? We're making some toast. You know,
this is what they'd have before bed?
Yeah, they would have some toast. Maybe a lot of people do that. And then the other thing they would do, we ordered French fries at a restaurant, a place like it was in those days before McDonald's kicked in the late 60s. This is like the early 60s. In those days, you still were sitting down at the counter in drugstores. They had, we had a Barron's Pharmacy in Arcadia and, I don't know, a bunch of others. And they had these lunch counters you'd sit at, and I miss those places.
I do, too. They made the best milkshakes.
They did. I mean, the best milkshake. To this day, I haven't had a chocolate milkshake like the one you would get at just a regular old drugstore counter.
Yeah, but a lot of that's kind of old-timey stuff. Everybody knows that's not as good as now on account of the technology.
Is that right, bud? Wow, what a weird, dumb thing to say.
What are you talking about? It ain't as good, man. Some stuff's just as good as it was.
All right. Did the milk taste the same and everything?
It tasted better, man.
But what kind of cows were they using?
It's not about the cow, Boy, you are a real flaming... You're a flaming imbecile, bud. You're not just a regular imbecile. You're an imbecile that just dropped its first stage. Jeez.
All right, bud. Yes, it tastes like a milkshake that you have nowadays, but first of all, they didn't use any powdered mix. They used real ice cream. They used milk. They had, I don't know, it was something about those big, cool blenders that they had.
Well, maybe it's just a sensory memory that you wish it was better.
I don't know, man. I'm just telling you, back in the day, man, you'd get some milkshakes at those counters. So my cousins would go in there. We ordered French fries, and they ordered it with gravy.
Oh, my Jesus. They did what?
They ordered French fries with beef gravy.
Man, that's jacked up. What did you say to them?
Did you just leave? You should have just up and left.
No, I didn't up and leave. I said, well, wow, what's that like? So I tried it. It was very good.
French fries and beef gravy, God help us. And they're from where?
Canada.
See, this is, I love my Canadian friends. I've got a great many Canadian friends. I go to Toronto all the time. I love the food. I love the culture. It's like Canada is like America, dipped in a very thin sheen of English propriety and society. Don't you think, General?
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to Canada in quite some time, although we did do maneuvers with them in Afghanistan. The Canadian forces, as you know, Phil, fought in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Phil wants to move on from that, the real important stuff, and talk about beef gravy on, oh, God.
Well, it was actually very good, so Just those little things. So my cousins are coming out here, and I don't know how I got into that conversation. All right, we're going to come back here. We do have, speaking of food, we have Chris Norton, who's going to talk about a new restaurant idea that he and Lance Germain, his manager, will be opening up, starting, kicking in. I don't know what, man. But that is on its way, I believe, this year sometime. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on our Listen Live line. Congratulations again to Scott and Sarah, otherwise known as Seventh Stranger, from our BSP family. They are the winners of the VIP package to the Hollywood Improv coming up Thursday night, June 5th, to see me. Phil Henry and the World of Phil Henry. We'll be right back. Chris Norton ahead. All kind of thing ahead.
Would you put down a head on the Phil?
Come on.
I'm Margaret Gray, and you're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Brought to you by, and again, I apologize for this advertiser, Boner Pills. Boner Pills can help you with your sinus headaches, can help you with any kind of pain, neuralgia, arthritis, and other kinds of pains that can affect you, especially after athletic activity or other things involving, you know. Why are they called boner pills? They didn't want me to say this, but I'm going to anyway. That's so that you'll think that they're for sex.
I'll do this.
No, they want me to endorse it.
Well, you just blew it because they didn't want you to say that.
I think truth in advertising, Phil. They're called boner pills. It has nothing to do with you getting
a boner.
Well, I wasn't going to goddamn.
Boner pills. They are headache pills. They have nothing to do with dysfunction, sexual dysfunction.
No, they called it that on purpose.
They're trying to mislead the...
Yeah, and you know what? That's illegal.
I beg your pardon?
That's illegal. It's called false at... From Dallas, Texas, hell yeah! Demons in the Dirt from the great album Blood for Blood.
Oh, they're Texans.
That's a Texas group there. And there's a couple of Fort Worth band. The other Fort Worth band is Beartooth.
Yeah, I think Beartooth is from Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Beartooth is a Texas band. I was just looking up some of these bands last. Amity Affliction.
They're from New York State.
No, they're from Queensland, Australia.
Oh, they what's this called?
It's the band Amity Affliction. I thought they were from Amity.
No, they're from... That's actually the name Amity has got nothing to do with the town. It's a friend of theirs who had died in high school.
High school. These young people, they come out of high school, they form a band, and now they're international stars. It truly is amazing. So they're from... Oh, have you been to Queensland?
I have not been to Queensland, no.
Have you? You, all of you out there?
I don't know. Where's that word of Queens come from?
I'm going to swing.
Miss me.
Oh. Queensland is in Australia. It's one of the states.
Yeah, I will tell you one thing. I used to listen to Queensland's... I used to listen to on my little police radio.
Oh, geez, Phil, this is pathetic. You were listening to police scanners. That's how empty your life was.
Actually, no, that's not empty at all. A friend of mine is a police dispatcher, okay? And they turned me on to this app, and I wanted to listen to them doing their thing. And so I got the app.
Oh, well, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. No, I'm really lonely. God, I wish I had something to do. I know. I'll download I don't have enough to do in my life. I'll sit around on my dead ass and listen to police calls. That's what I'll do.
Listen?
Yeah, you did say listen, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I meant to say listen.
Well, what is that?
Where's that?
It's in Europe. You didn't hear about listen?
He's screwing around now, General.
Look, Phil, don't F with me. I've got enough wrong with me already.
I'm kidding. She said that I had a lateral lisp on the word listen. No, I'm not sitting around listening to police calls. A friend of mine's a dispatcher, and they said, you should download this app, Phil. You can hear all kinds of stuff. So I was on this app, and I'm listening to... It says, oh, wow, international. So I found Queensland, the Queensland police.
Now, this, you say that's a state in Australia.
Yeah, so I guess that these are like the, they're like the highway patrol of Queensland. Now, if you don't know Queensland, you probably have heard of the town, the city of Brisbane. That's where...
Oh, Brisbane. Oh, God, I love it so. Brisbane. Memories of Brisbane.
Were you there? I mean...
Say that again?
Were you ever there?
I wasn't there, and I was never there. I wasn't ever there. But I so want to go to Australia. I love... Is that the city that has the funny-looking building?
That's Sydney. That's the Opera House.
Oh, the Opera... I love that. That's a funny...
Yes, I know the building you're talking about. It's very famous.
Yeah, it's a landmark. It's like San Francisco's, Transamerica building.
What are you doing, Mr. Henry? You're all got you going... Yeah, what are you doing, Mr. Henry?
I was making the shape of a triangle. I'm going to belt you, and you, Robert, and maybe even you, Margaret, if I get any more shit from anybody this morning. Do you understand?
God damn, man.
Well, you know what, man? I'm going to take a walk.
Well, there you go, Phil.
Well, you know what? You guys have been butting in like a bunch of nervous chicks.
Well, I am a chick.
Just call me a girl.
That's right.
Well, you're not kicking me out, are you?
No, General, I'm not. And don't come back until you... Well, I don't give a shit. You know, do whatever you want to do.
I'm not. We're going to break out the... We're breaking out the Yahtzee because we don't know what you want us to do.
Play a game of Yahtzee.
This is more fun anyway.
Fine.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane, Queensland. Anyway, that's where Amity Affliction is from. It's the Phil Henry Show. Getting back to my good, close, personal friend, what's-his-ass? God. Don Berman. We were talking about the $2 billion price tag here. Now, the last I heard is that Sterling wants to fight it. I don't know what that guy's problem is, but I'll tell you this much. Somebody really pissed me off the other day. When they made the comment that, you guys are worried about Donald Sterling? What about Al Sharpton? You know something? If you're going to do that, then every single solitary instance of something that happens that one disagrees with the end result on, you can always bring up something else that happened that goes against the very, that points out the hypocrisy of individuals, and you're never going to get anything done.
Well, look, I don't disagree with that. Although Reverend Sharpton has opened his big yap on a lot of things, I think it's pretty bad.
You know, I'll tell you the difference. Here's the difference. Donald Sterling is very, very prominent. He's even more prominent than Al Sharpton. It's not that his name is all that well known to the public. It's that what he does, the owner of an NBA franchise, controls far more of the economy than Al Sharpton ever thought he could. Al Sharpton can marshal a great many forces economically to apply pressure here or there on an individual case-by-case basis. But he nowhere near controls the kinds of dollars that result in the kinds of jobs that actually, you know, circulates through the economy on a daily basis like a Donald Sterling does. On a daily basis. The NBA is a preeminent, prominent sports label, a brand internationally.
Well, you know, I think you'll get an argument on that. I don't. First of all, here's why I would give you an argument on that. Because I think, I don't know what you're talking about. Sterling's, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, but you want to give me an argument on it.
I'm telling you that Donald Sterling ain't all that. You'd think this guy farted lilacs or something. He's a big slob, and I like what's happening to him.
I didn't say that I didn't like what was happening to him. I didn't say that I did not like what was happening to him. I'm fine with what's happening to Donald Sterling. The guy made some statements. They are injurious to the business that he is in, more specifically injurious to the partners that he has in business. They said, what are you trying to do? You're destroying our business. As a matter of fact, what you just said there is so destructive, we got to kick you out. We got to divest ourselves of your business interest. Sterling is saying, what are you talking about? I love you guys. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. And they're saying, you got to be far more aware. This is a mistake you make that you just don't walk away from, ma'am.
They called him Bam.
Yeah, they called him man. No, I meant to say man. Sterling says this, he says that. Meantime, Shelley Sterling weighs in, and she says, yeah, he is a racist, and that was a bad thing. He's not a racist, but that was a bad thing, he said. So the whole thing got away from Donald Sterling within a 24-hour period, and now the team is being sold. He wants to fight it? Whatever.
Donald Sterling's not a jackball. This guy knows, you know, which side of the bread the butter's on. It may not be the Land of Lakes. I'm making a joke, Land of Lakes. But I'll tell you one thing. When you say which side of the bread is the butter, you better make sure that that butter was not in the refrigerator overnight and isn't as hard as a brick,
Can we come back in? Because I can hear you guys are just really dog paddling.
Come on in.
Yeah, we heard you dog paddling in there.
We're not dog paddling.
Yeah, it sounds like you need some help.
I'm not dog paddling at all. I'm just saying that this cat Sterling... forget about Donald Sterling.
Get off of him, will you? It isn't about him anymore. Here's the story as I'm reading it now. To most sports fans, player salaries, new stadiums, team sales always seem excessive, whether it was the Nobel, At Steve Ballmer's $2 billion offer for the Los Angeles Clippers to the list of sports deals that seem to make no sense.
All right, now, can I say something?
I know what you're going to say, United Manchester.
Yes. And I put it on Twitter and I put it on Facebook this morning. United Manchester, $4.8 billion.
Yes, but nobody is selling. Look, United Manchester may be worth $4.8 billion, but what do you think they paid for it?
I don't know. But, I mean, if the team's worth $4.8 billion now, and I think it was Tom Werner who bought the team with partners, or does he own Liverpool? I don't know who the hell owns the team, but whoever owns it, even if they bought this team, Manchester United, not at the $4.8 million mark, that's what it has. That's what the appreciation has been. What do you think they bought it for? It must have been in excess of a billion. I mean, I can't imagine it not being in excess of a billion. How quickly does a team's value, even in the internationally beloved sport of soccer, how quickly does a team's value appreciate? It can't be that fast.
Well, I don't know, Phil. I think you're probably right. $1 billion, $2 billion.
Yeah. So, I mean, here in America, and it's a very funny thing, I had a friend of mine, and she wasn't trying to be a smartass. She was really honestly being European. She's originally from England, and she's living in the States now. But in 1995, when that horrible, horrible bombing in Oklahoma City took place, and the country was justifiably shocked, she said to me in a phone call, she said, I don't understand Americans. And I said, what don't you understand? She says, you guys act like this kind of thing is so unique. She said, we live with this every day in Europe. I said, I understand, but in America we don't. She said, well, this is the reality of the world. And even if you don't live with this kind of thing, you should get familiar with it, because if it's affecting the world community, you'll be less shocked when these things happen, even if they don't happen that much in your country. You'll have a little more understanding. I said, look, you're asking Americans to pay attention to the rest of the world as if it's important. We don't do that. We never have. And the reason why isn't because we're egotistical. See, Europeans don't understand us. They think we're a bunch of arrogant, egotistical assholes because we don't pay that much attention. We have been trained since the very beginning of the country.
Right there. You're saying it right there.
Right. Since the very beginning of the country, to look at the rest of the world in a rearview mirror. Because the rest of the world that we left behind when the founders created the country and we started America was a shithole. It was a bunch of monarchies. It was a bunch of regressive, despotic, disgusting societies filled with all kinds of inequality and violence. And no way, man. We want nothing to do with any of you guys. We are in a sports car. Not that they knew what they were.
Yes, I was going to say, no one knew what a sports car was then, Phil. So write that down, bud. That's one I got on Phil.
What, in the Phil file?
Not the filth file. Put it in the fill file.
What is the fill file?
When I win a point from you. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, don't let your feelings get hurt.
She's just trying to keep a ledger fill when contract negotiations come up.
I got news for you, Margaret. You're not going to make more money based on how many times you one-upped me, okay?
All right, fine. I'm just going to put this down for my files, not yours. My files.
All right.
My files, you understand?
Yes, I understand.
So, Bud, put down Phil file.
He's got it, okay? We're going to be right back in the Phil Henry Show here. So that's the end of that. So, yeah, Americans, we don't give. We don't know. We just... So $4.8 billion for Manchester United. That's what the team is worth. And we think the $2 billion for the Clippers is some kind of outrageous number. Let's get with it. Let's start figuring out what this world is all about.
Well, this is America, Phil.
Understand that it's an international brand. The Clippers travel the world. They may not be much to us because, frankly, up until this year, the team blew chipmunk every tree filled with a chipmunk. But internationally, you put the Clippers on a basketball court anywhere else in the world, and I guarantee you that joint gets sold out.
The L.A. Clippers.
Yeah, especially now this team with Chris Paul and those guys. But even if they were the bad team that they were, we'll be right back. All right, this is DJ Snake with Turn Down For What on The Phil Hendry Show.
And stay tuned. Chris Norton is...
That's right, Chris Norton coming up.
This is General Galen Shaw. If you can hear that little squeaky funny voice, you hear that?
Yeah.
That's what I hear some nights when I'm not sleeping well and I've had just a little too much to drink. I wake up hearing that. That's why I take a boner pill every night. Yes, the boner pill will get rid of that headache and get rid of that, you know, blood flow that you don't, the bad blood flow. I'm trying to say a commercial here that I don't like the name of the product. Look, if you, either you guys are, I take a boner pill, but it's not for what you think, all right? Boner pills are headache medicine. It's headache medicine. Please, God, someone listen to me.
General Galen Shaw endorses the boner pill. You should, too.
God damn it. Either you want to do the commercial or you don't.
Well, I like them. I like the endorsement money.
Well, then do it right.
All right, I'm General Galen Shaw. I take a boner pill every night. So I don't have to hear these voices in my head after I've had too much to drink it, or drank it, drinked it.
Too much to drink.
Yes.
Your Majesty walking through the magistrate.
God damn, there goes that 2 Chainz again. I can...
Phil Hendry Show. And Turn Down To What there, featuring DJ Khalid, or excuse me, DJ Snake. And that's 2 Chainz.
This guy 2 Chainz really tightens my jaws.
What's for?
Well, what do you mean, what's for?
Well, I mean, why?
Why?
Because I don't like the way he... 2 Chainz! You know, I might even get used to some of this music, but when I hear that clown... Boy.
Well, that's the style, General.
Yeah. 2 Chainz. All I want to do is just sit, you know, stage, right near the stage when he comes out. And when he goes, 2 Chainz, I go, we know already, you jackass. Just...
That's the style of the singing. You can't change anything about that, General Shaw. All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show this morning. We're going to bring on Chris Norton. We don't hear too much from Chris these days. We've had so many other things going on. Chris has had a lot of things going on. Before we get into that, we want to also congratulate again Scott and Sarah, otherwise known as Thevin Thranger.
See, there you go.
Yeah. I don't do it on purpose.
Well, that's my understanding.
That I don't do it on purpose. So, congratulations to Scott and Sarah in Santa Cruz, California. They're going to come down for next Thursday night's show featuring myself there at the Hollywood Improv, the World of Phil Hendry, and they're going to have a VIP package to that show. And I asked him, I said, dude, you live in Santa Cruz, which is up the coast, you know, several hundred miles, well, not several hundred, but a few hundred miles. And he said, you know, I'm self-employed. I work from home. It's all good. I said, that is a beautiful thing. For all I know, this guy lives, you know, like on a cliff house overlooking the swelling surf of the El Pacifico with a dog, with a really foxy wife, and just, you know, glassed in and, you know.
In other words, he's kicking it, and you gave this guy free ticket. Oh, God.
Well, we don't know. On the line is Chris Norton from, Chris, this is a dance club that you're in, right?
No, I'm at the Rusty Pelican.
What's all the music?
The music you're hearing right now is just a sound system. I mean, they're opening up right now, and I generally come in at a cocktail in the morning. I'm not working today.
So you go into the Rusty Pelican at 10 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Mr. Henry, yeah, I do. But, I mean, keep in mind, I'm 28 years old, you know, so I've got a long life ahead of me. And so I have, I can have a cocktail, go over here to Denny's for a Mexican scramble for breakfast, and I'll head over probably to, later on, probably go to TGIF or probably go to Josh Slocum and have a burger or have maybe a Cobb salad. and come back here with Rusty Pelican and have another cocktail, you know.
Now, John, have a Cobb salad. Bob, put it in the filth file.
Chris, this is Margaret Gray. We will have to put Cobb salad in our filth file.
You come on.
That's all right, Mr. Mayor. I understand. I mean, it is kind of a feather in my cap when she has to put anything that I may have mentioned on your program in a filth file. So.
Well, it's a silly-ass thing, and so Cobb salad, huh?
Yes. God, you're the only one that doesn't get it, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Allen, you gotta understand.
You know, Phil, I respect you and everything, but I do have to say that Cobb salad can be misinterpreted.
Well, Chris, for you, everything is a feather in your cap when it has to do with something sexual, and I, you know, I'm not knocking it, man. You know, it's your life and it's your business, but I'm just saying. And now you have a restaurant that you're opening up, which is called Cess. It's Cess Tess.
Oh, it's called Cess Tess.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sex Tex. Right?
Yes, it's Sex Text. Why did you say it that way?
Oh, God, that's really weird, Miss Harry.
I'm sorry, I was misreading something. I was reading it actually off of something else. So it's called Tex Mex?
No, it's called Tex. It's called Tess. It's called Tess. It's called Tess Mess. I mean, Tess is Sess Tess. God, I can't. You know, you're confusing me because I've got... what it's about is...
All right, if I may...
No, you just butcher it up, Mr. Henry. I don't want you doing it. It's called Sess Tess.
Sex Tex.
Yes, sir. And what it is it's sessing. Instead of just testing, it's sessing. So you're talking about sex.
Okay, so instead of just texting, you're sexting.
Yeah, I mean, what am I speaking... God, you're acting like I'm speaking Copa, you know, like I'm speaking what they speak in Copenhagen.
Yeah, that Doug Danish.
Yeah, it sounds like you know, I'm speaking Danish.
No, I want to be clear, because it's a very difficult name. Now, just if you don't mind, you name the restaurant. I know, Chris, that there is traditional Tex-Mex cuisine, right?
Oh, no, it's Mestas. See, that's the thing. You got that wrong. A lot of people think it's Tex-Mex, but most people know it as Mestas. Okay, if you enjoy the Mestas food.
What is he talking about, the Mestas? I don't understand this at all. What you're saying there, Norton, could only be only the Molochs of the future time machine. A nightmare world like that is the only world that has a shot at understanding the swill that is pouring out of your nose and mouth. God damn...
All right, hold on, General.
No, I don't...
What's up with him?
What's up with me? What do you mean? What do you mean it's called Mestas?
I didn't say that.
He's saying Mextex.
It's Tex-Mex, is my understanding.
No, it's not Tex-Mex. It's Mestas. You see, a lot of people don't know that, right? So, that's just my information, all right? So, what I'm trying to say is, Phil, that...
All right, so this is based upon the cuisine that we know of as Mextex, what you call Mextex.
What everybody calls Mestas. God damn.
Just, Phil...
All right, Mextex.
Yeah.
Okay. I you're right. I'm wrong. I used to call it Tex-Mex, and I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if you spent your whole life calling Mestas Tex-Mex, what a fruit in the
hat. You called Mr. Henry a fruit.
Well, I mean, he fruited out, man. If you're talking about, you know, if you're talking about Mestas that everyone loves, and Mestas, by the way, you know, because of my involvement in adult film, right? Mestas is very accessible. I would say that if you are involved in the cess industry, if you act in cess films, adult films involve a lot of cess, or if you do have a lot of cess in your life, or you have a lot of cessual energy, then definitely Mestas is the food.
All right, so Mextex is the food, but what you're opening up is a restaurant that will feature Mextex food, but the name of the restaurant is Sextex, right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Mr. It's called Sextex, and it's a restaurant. What will have, wow, there's Carrie Kasem. I mean, what a slamming hot chick she is, you know?
Yeah, Carrie Kasem is on, right? Yeah, let's have some respect. She's in a court fight here for the right to care for her father, Casey Kasem. There she is on television.
Yeah, I mean, she is slamming hot. Webby. Are you kidding? You're not allowing me to talk about the sensible energy that comes off of Earth?
No, not right now, no. I'm talking about your restaurant.
Yes, sir. God.
Well, Phil, I mean...
No, we're not going to talk about how slamming hot she is. She's talking about her father, you know.
I didn't hear her talk about...
I mean on TV.
Well, Mr. Henry, she's on TV. We're on the radio right now.
Just continue on with your discussion here of the Mextex restaurant.
I will, Mr. Henry, but I want to just... Can I say something? Because I am concerned.
Well, about what?
About your health. Your guy, this is what you said, Mr. Henry. You said, you know, talk to me about a mess, test, food. It sounded like you're having a stroke.
Yeah, it did sound like you're stroking out.
Like I'm what?
It's I don't know if you're going to have a stroke, Mr. Henry. You're going, yeah, tell me about mess, test, and assess. God, man, you know.
Phil, we don't... These young people just want to make sure you're not stroking out and listening to one side with your mouth going, rah, rah, rah. You remember my cousin? Would that happen to him?
Yes, I know. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get straight what you're talking about because I have... You're right, Chris. I've been wrong all of these years calling it Tex-Mex. You're right. I was wrong. It's actually called Mextex. So, coupling the Mextex cuisine that you're going to be serving...
All right, well, hold on. Let me do it because I think I do it way better than you.
Let Chris do it. He knows what he's doing, Phil.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes, yes, of course you do. Remember, I want Cobb salad.
Give me the filth file.
Nah.
I don't want to hear any more additions to the filth file like Cobb salad.
Excuse me, that's my call. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
There, and I just added that on. You asked for it, I didn't.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Mr. Harry, you want to quit fooling around and paddling it? You want to listen to what I'm saying?
I'm not paddling it, pal. And I'm not fooling around. I'm trying to listen to you.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying.
Well, Phil, he just thought you were paddling it and maybe, you know, spanking it.
Yeah. I'm not.
All right. I mean,
You just said, yeah. That's why everyone thinks that...
Shut up!
God damn, man. Are you all right?
Yes! But only for about 5 more seconds.
Excuse me.
Want me to leave?
You guys are welcome to stay.
Well, I'm going to go out and... I always do a wipe check. I guess that's a bad form.
Jesus Christ, Mark, you got to bring that up?
I always do a wipe check. This.
You're welcome to stay if you shut up.
What about me?
Yeah, you too.
All right, so what I'm simply saying, Mr. Henry, is the new cuisine... Hey, Terry, is this music we're going to be playing when we open up the mess test? Yeah, we're talking about mess test. Yeah, this music, I mean, it's good. I like it because I can dance. Let me go out. Can you hold on, Mr. Henry, for just a second?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to go out on the dance floor here. I got to try a few moves because on account of music.
It sounds like there's people in the restaurant there.
Yeah, it's alive. It's just a crew. Yeah, yeah. What I'm doing here, I'm doing a toe. The toe goes in. So I got one foot stationary, and the other foot is toeing, is the toe, the toe, the toe, the toe. So it's toe out, toe in. Yeah. Okay, now comes ass out, ass in. Ass out, ass in, toe, toe. Now I'm going to do a spin. I'll do the pirouette, split. Okay, good. Yeah, I still got it. Split. Now, anybody got a paperback, man? I want to turn the pages with the cheeks of my ass.
Okay, fine, man. Can we get back to the restaurant?
Fine. Turn it down, man. Turn it down, man. Hey, Terry. Steve. Hey, Steve, turn it down, yeah. So, what do you want to know?
What I want to know is, what's the name of the restaurant going to be?
The restaurant is going to be called Sess Test. And we will feature a mess test. And you can also sess. You're sessing. You're not testing.
You're sexting, not texting.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Now, when are you going to open a restaurant?
Right now, we're still capitalizing it. We're still getting our partners together. I am going to be involved in this with another adult film producer so that we have kind of a, if you will, Mr. Henry, we're going to have an all-star ownership lineup. Billy Beef is probably going to be... Billy Beef or Bob Meat will probably be one of them. Is that guy laughing?
What are you laughing at, Phil? I just wanted to ask you a question. Is one of the producers involved in this venture named Bob Meat?
Yeah. What? God, it's a stage name.
Phil, that's very common.
Yeah, no, I know it's common. I didn't know that there was a guy out there named Bob Meat. You know, it's...
Yeah, M-E-A-T.
Oh, really? Yeah, I never would have guessed. Okay, Chris.
Well, I mean, you won't be a smartass about it.
But why do you want to be a smartass, Phil?
I'm being a smartass because it's. You don't think that sounds funny. Hi, I'm the producer of the movie here, Bob Meat.
Well, I don't think he walks up to people with a mouth, you know, to one side going, Bob Meat. I'm sure he says it in a very professional way. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I've met Bob. I mean, when we first met Bob, he was capitalized in one of my films, which was Free and Wild in the Hill in Her Hills. You remember that one, Phil?
No, I don't remember that one. I heard you talking about it.
Okay, Phil, we get it. You don't watch porn.
No, I watch porn. I just, you know, I didn't see that one.
All right, well, I mean, this guy capitalized when I won a film, and when he came up to me, he went, hey, hello, my name is Bob Me. And I went, hi, I'm Chris Norton. And he said, you know, I like your film. So I have an idea for a, you know, mess test restaurant. He goes, really? I say, yeah, I think I'd like to be a mess test restaurant, only it's going to be a cess test, going name of it. He goes, what do you mean?
And okay, Chris, I gotta break because I don't understand anything you're saying.
Talk about test mess.
You just hung up on a young man who's going places.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he's going places. No question about that.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to go down a Rue Sissy Sis.
I don't like anyone making fun of that man's speech impediment.
Well, if it's a speech impediment, then I understand.
It's a sinus problem. He ain't got a speech impediment. All that guy needs to do is blow his freaking nose. He's still packing his nose. It's 2014, and that guy is still jamming everything he can find up his nose. Chris Norton with a brand new restaurant. It's going to be based on the very, very well-known Mex-Tex cuisine. Only it's not going to be called Mex-Tex. It's going to be a restaurant that features Wi-Fi or some bullcrap where you can message chicks in the other booth so you can sext these chickses. You know, these chickses. Listen to me.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Mr. Andy, you said chickses.
Yeah, because I'm hanging around you boxheads.
Oh, it's their fault.
Yes.
Let the record show that Phil blamed you guys because he talks like he's inbred.
Yeah, the record will show.
Get out of here with that. Now, so the restaurant is going to feature sexting, which is texting sex stuff. And that'll be incorporated into the name of the restaurant, Sex-Tex. What? That doesn't say anything to me.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that doesn't say anything. It's a restaurant called Sex-Tex. Who's going to go eat there? I guess single people, but is that going to bring in the money?
Well, what are you saying, Phil? It keeps out the family money? It's not a family place, Phil.
All right. I mean, you know, depending upon what kind of service, are they doing dinner service?
Well, yes.
I mean, are they going to do, like, lunch? Who are they letting in there? Are you going to take your kid in there? I'm not going to take my kids into any restaurant that says sex.
Not going to say it. He said it's going to say cess.
That's him, but he's got a nasal. His nose is plugged up.
What?
It ain't going to say cess. It's going to say sext, as in text. He's got a plugged up nose. Do you dig? Don't you remember anything, bud?
Yeah. I know what a guy is now.
Yeah. That whole damn phone interview, I couldn't understand a word. And then that guy has the balls to say, I sound like I'm having a stroke? This guy is all like, mess, test, mess.
Phil, I've never heard you rip Norton the way you're ripping him right now. Maybe he needs it. Don't get me wrong. Maybe he needs it. But you're ripping that guy a new ass, and I think it's probably beneath you to tear into some mental deficient who can't talk good, and he's all with the mess and tests, you know?
Well, what would you say to a guy like that if he were in your army?
Oh, I'd Article 15 his ass right out.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I would definitely Article 15 him. And then I would Article 8 him.
What's that mean?
I don't know. What is it with you guys asking all these questions?
Shouldn't you know this stuff if you're a general?
Let me tell you, if I get a guy in my unit who's with the cess tests and the mess tests, you know what I'd say? Don't ask, don't tell, buddy, if it was the old days, you know.
Yeah, well, fortunately.
Fortunately, those days are behind us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's something behind you, all right.
Yeah, real funny. All right, we're going to be back on the Phil Henry Show. We're going to wrap this thing up. We're going to rock this mother. And we'll be right back. Let's listen to a little bit of Nicki Minaj and her Pills and Poisons. And coming back to wrap up and to wipe up and to clean up.
Pills and potions. We're overdosing.
It is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, reminding you that you can call for our new Filth File Guide. Yes, the Filth File Guide will guide you to things that are filthy and disgusting. The manner in which some people try to insert filth.
I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love,
filth.
I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love.
Yeah.
All right, Margaret.
Sorry.
Yo, they could never make me hate you.
Yeah.
Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful.
Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. I'll be right back.
I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told him it's no friends in the game. You ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them. I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I love that one. That is Nicki Minaj. It's called Pills and Poisons. That's beautiful, you know? That's just a beautiful song.
Yes, I don't like the whole hip-hop thing. She's all the N-word, N-word.
I understand it.
You understand it. Are you going around saying N-word?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I just think that's a very, very beautiful song. All right, let's see what's up, man. Charlize Theron has compared intrusive press coverage to rape. How about that?
What the hell?
When did she say this? I must know.
Well, it's right here. It's in the entertainment section of the Today Show.
Well, that's not what I... Oh, the Today Show? What are you talking about?
Well, she did. I mean, as a matter of fact, we can play the audio clip of Ms. Theron talking about this. Actually, what we should do is put this on pause, go back to this, go here, go there. Let's see.
Miss anything very important.
And I was... Such a bad idea.
Well, you know, and I was just really struck by...
This is Charlize Theron.
...what came up when I typed your name in. Charlize Theron takes boyfriend out. Charlize Theron looks sexy in plunging mini dress. Charlize Theron, reveals something about her son.
This is on BBC.
Everything's very, very...
What do you think?
Personal, letting people know.
Intrusive, in a way. Mm. Everything other than...
I think she's beautiful. Look at how lovely she is.
For your career.
She's fantastic.
Frustrating. Or is that just something you now accept?
I don't do that, so that's my saving grace. Yeah. I think it's when you start living in that world and doing that that you start, I guess, feeling raped.
That's strong.
Well, you know, when it comes to your son and your private life, maybe that's just me. You know, some people might relish in all of that.
Charlize Theron, is that how it's pronounced?
I call her Theron. I think that limey. Excuse me for saying that, but...
That's racism!
No, it's not. The British, when they interview, the questions are way longer than the answer. They think they're the big...
Well, Margaret, I mean, that guy got the scoop.
I don't care. I talk to Charlize Theron or Theron. I can call her up. I can go to her house and sit down in her kitchen and make myself at home. And she'll walk in and say, oh, hi, Margaret. And she'll be wearing only panties. That's how at home I am with Charlize Theron.
Okay.
No, not okay.
All right, but when you heard that clip, that didn't sound to me like she said, oh, it's rape.
No, what she said was it is kind of a rape when you talk about your children.
So she did compare it to rape. That's Charlize Theron talking to Sky News.
Well, what's the difference, Phil?
BBC's one and Sky News is other. So she's talking to Sky News. Trying to maintain a private life and personal boundaries is tough for any public figure. For Charlize Theron, I'm pronouncing it the way that is.
You should pronounce it the way you want to pronounce it.
Well, you should pronounce it the way she wants to pronounce it.
How does she pronounce it?
Charlize Theron. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's an especially difficult ordeal. The actress recently spoke out against the media comparing intrusive press coverage to rape. Well, whatever, man. It didn't sound like it to me. I don't Google myself, so that's my saving grace, she said. I think it's when you start living in that world and doing that, you start, I guess, feeling raped. Yeah, but the way she said it wasn't like, and now I'd like to say they're a bunch of rapists. See, you know, in an interview, you really got to watch what you say, don't you?
Well, you do. If you're answering an individual's questions, and the individual is an individual like whatever this is that she's talking to, I don't know him. I wouldn't know him if he came to my front door, was clutching his chest, dying of a heart attack, and begging me to call an ambulance. I wouldn't know him. I'd step over him and get the paper. And
oh, come on, Margaret.
I'm speaking figuratively. Of course, I would help the man, but don't ask me to tell you who he is. I wouldn't know. But the man, which means I would delay my reaction a little bit if it was someone that I recognized. For instance, I love Greg Gumbel. If Greg Gumbel was clutching his chest and saying, there is an alien egg inside my gut ready to bust my rib cage clean open, please, God, put me out of my misery, get your husband's shotgun, and blow my head off, I would do just that. But I'd have to find Frank's shotgun, obviously. What are you looking at?
I'm...
We're looking at you, for God's sake. What do you think we're looking at?
Well, you're looking at me like I'm something that came out of a... that I'm something that came out of a toxic waste spill.
Well, Margaret, I mean, that was about as funky a thing as I've ever heard. If Greg Gumbel...
What was funky about... Let's take it... Don't take... Excuse me, my throat. Hold on, I've got a... That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get off this, please.
I was just talking about Greg Gumbel.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about Greg Gumbel with an alien egg inside of him and his chest is going to be...
God damn, man.
Well, what are you all laughing at?
Well, you imagine that. If Greg Gumbel came to my front door and said, I've got an alien in me, please blow my head off so I don't have to experience the thing coming out of my stomach, I think I'd sit back, get myself a bottle of those, what do you call those, Whoppers? I'd get myself a bag of the Whopper.
They come in a bag, not a bottle.
Well, I think I saw a bottle of them, didn't I?
No, it's like a milk carton.
What about the Whoppers?
I think I'd pull up a chair, sit back with a bottle or a bag of Whoppers, and wait for the show to begin.
What a sick...
You were about to call me a sick F.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I'd sit back and wait for the show. That's terrible.
And Greg Gumbel was screaming for help.
Oh, would you give me a break, Margaret, for God's sake? That's about as likely to happen as you not talking during the Phil Henry show.
Oh!
Excuse me, and I may not be back.
Oh, Margaret.
I may not be back.
All right, folks, that's it for us. It's been a joy and a half. Again, our congratulations to our young brother up there in Santa Cruz, to Scott and Sarah. We're going to see you guys next week. We're going to have I don't know what I'm trying to say. We're going to have more shows. There's no question about that. There will be more shows. There'll be more fun. There will be more frivolity. We are expecting, of course, another show in the L.A. area. And I'm just saying this for those of you that have missed getting tickets to the show. It sold out pretty fast. And believe me when I tell you, I'm really humbled by that. And the only thing I can do is give you the very best one-man thing that I can possibly get you. And that's what we're going to do. We'll go out, we'll kick ass, we'll take names, we'll do what it is that we got to do to get the union back. I'm Phil Henry. This show, of course, is produced by me, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, Margaret Gray, and, of course, our good friend here, the General, General Galen Shaw. And we're here at the El Pacifico each and every day for your dancing and listening pleasure. So get a backstage pass. It's $9.99 a month. And that affords you the opportunity to listen to all of our archive material. And we got thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of it. We have more archive material than any radio show on the planet Earth right now. I guarantee you that, man. Over 10,000 hours. You can also get an all-access with the video casts included and the video archives included. Or you can get a limited access, which is audio only. But whatever you do and wherever you go and whoever you are and why ever you're, we don't have any, why you're alive, I couldn't tell you.
Phil, have some respect.
I'm sorry. By all means, get yourself a BSP. We're going to see you guys back here on Monday, doing a little rehearsing this coming weekend, and then our show on Thursday night. It's great to be alive.
The Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard. Don't forget a backstage pass, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you you get a backstage pass, you can listen to it and you won't have to go over to the sex test.
Sex text.
We know, Phil. It's we don't.
Anthrax.
Bye.